What's good? Zimbabwe muhle muri Zimbabwe lingali chona njani mthokazo muhle kwazwai muri Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, wherever you are in the world, welcome. You're tuned into Live Talk, the connection with Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related muri Zimbabwe. The program Live Talk, the connection is brought to you live from our studios in Washington DC by Studio 7, a Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 4th of May, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe, mthokazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in, wherever you are in the world, welcome to Nkamjira Isiya Wamgela, Gushelo Lotu Labasakulayo, to a Live Talk, The Connection, with your boy, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. But the conversation is not just going to be ending on the update. We're going to be delving deeper and taking a look at Zimbabwe's vaccination program. And to wrap it all up, we're going to be talking to members of the informal sector. Vanoita mabasa emawoko abayenza izandla imisebenzi yezandla abaziphandelayo. We're going to have them lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo as we focus on how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected their lives. Of course, following all events that have happened since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out in Zimbabwe last March, what's been happening with them even after heavy COVID-19 restrictions in Zimbabwe have been loosened. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, we're going to be opening the lines to you. Abalaleli bethu abathandekayo, vatheleli bethu Studio 7, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. If you're looking to join us live, pamepo, once again, the number +1 202 619 2077. As we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So for those that are watching live with us, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to press the like button and the share button so that we can watch the program in our numbers. The like button, importantly, so that we know that I was with Chokwadi Muri Zimbabwe, Sisonke, like so, we're together, Pano Pachirunga Chedi Chedi here on The Connection. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, Chirure Cheko, COVID-19 coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe. That's the discussion. Without wasting time, let us delve into the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, an update on COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. According to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has 38,293 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 35,647 recoveries, 1,573 deaths. Now, these are all cumulative cases. That means these are all the cases that broke out since day one up to date. Now, as we speak, just last night alone, 1,895 PCR tests were conducted. 12 new cases were detected in Zimbabwe, 13 recoveries, and 3 deaths. Now, of those 3 deaths, Muri Zimbabwe, one is in Bulawayo, going to Tuziatunga, one is in Harare, and one is in Mashonaland East. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, the COVID-19 jab in Zimbabwe, 437,751 have taken the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. So those are the latest statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, when we talk about materials that have been produced for a very long time, lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, a lot of people have come in and said Zimbabwean government needs to up their game in terms of producing materials that will educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Recently, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, we've been showcasing some of the materials that have been released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. We're talking about materials that have been educating the public on the COVID-19 pandemic, been used on social media, been used on TV, been used on radio. Let's take a look at a recent clip that they prepared, courtesy of the Ministry of Health's Twitter page, whereby they're educating Zimbabweans on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
COVID-19 inotibata tose nenzira dzakasiyana. unokwanisa kunge uine COVID-19 asi usingazvizive uchitoparadzira chirwere pasina zvioneso zvechirwere ichi. Ungazvibvunze kuti ungadzive sei kuti wabatwa nechirwere ichi uye kuti woenda rini kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara. Bazi rinoona nezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana raparura nzira yokutibatsira kuti titore matanho chaiwo rinonzi Zim COVID Safe App. Iri nzira inoita kuti tikurumidze kuona kuti tiri munjodzi yekurwara necoronavirus. Uchabvunzwa mibvunzo yakatevedzana yekuzviongorora mwiri. App iyi ichatora mhinduro yako yoona kuti ungave nezvioneso zvecovid-19 uye inokudza kuti ramba uchizviongorora kana kuti enda unotsvaga rubatsiro kuzvipatara. Nzira iyi yekuongorora zvioneso zvecovid-19 ichakubatsira kuti uture chipi chinhanho chinotevera. Unokwanisa kuwana maCOVID-19 Testing and Vaccination Center ari pedyo newe muZimbabwe yese neZim COVID Safe App. App iyi inokupa ruzivo rwerunhare dzokufona, nguva dzinenge dzakavhurwa maVaccination Center uye nekero dzadzo. Zim COVID Safe App inokupa ruzivo maererano nezvese zvokuitika necoronavirus kubva kuvanhu vangani vakabatwa nechirwere, vakapora, vakatestwa nekubayirwa mavaccine uye nevanhu vakafa pamusaka pecovid-19. Kushandisa app iyi imwe yenzira yekuzvidzivirira zvakafanana nekupfeka mamask, kugeza maoko nekumira kure nekure zve1 meter kune munhu ari pedyo neni. Zim COVID Safe App ndeimwe yenzira dzakatarwa pamutemo kushambadza nhau maererano necovid-19 muno muZimbabwe. Ndeye mahara uye yakavimbika. Unokwanisa kuidownloada nhasi paGoogle Play Store kana paApp Store. Mashoko aya maunzirwa nebazi rinoona nezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana rachitsigirwa neve Chicken Inn, Revive neBakers Inn.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you're seeing there that some of the materials produced by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. There's a mobile application that you can now use to find out more information on the COVID-19 pandemic. How helpful this is, I look to hear more from my guests joining me live via telephone from Bulawayo. Going to Zia Tunga, Nkosikona TVT, the founder of Community Podium TV. Nkosikona, welcome to the program, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Nantu Tabalukone Kutwini Nkosikona, let's delve into it. COVID-19. Just under 500,000 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. What is your impression on this?
Yeah, the case has been slow of late, maybe because there was the issue of, you know, dealing with frontline workers first and stuff like that. But here in Bulawayo, almost all the clinics, you can go and take the jab, but it's not yet clear, particularly for the residents, to say who can come. Uh-huh. We have heard that those who are over 60 years are free to go to get the jab, but it's not yet clear whether it's open for everyone to go and be vaccinated. So with the 500,000 people and looking at our population, it's still at a slow pace. Uh-huh. As well, even the acquisition of the jab itself, it's very slow because we are talking about probably 400,000 donations from the Chinese government, 600,000 rather, and, you know, other ones from India. So we are still in the journey where probably a small fraction of our population actually has taken the jab. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to delve into what's happening across the whole nation. For a very long time, including some of the conversations that I've had with you here on the program and other interviews that we've conducted together, for a long time people were talking about materials, mm-hmm. urging government to ensure Uti, they prepare more stuff educating people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Where do you think government is faring on this right now? Just before we headed to you, we played one of the clips that government has produced in terms of educating people. How do you think government is faring now?
Well, the information is there. I've listened to the radio, heard jingles about vaccine, COVID-19. But you find that the greater part of our population is actually in the remote areas, you know. Mm-hmm. Who you are talking about, your being at where people would want to understand what's going on in their own language, that is your Tonga, mm-hmm. you know. So you find that in the open northern space, in the open areas, information is flying around about the vaccine. But I feel we could do more probably in terms of disseminating information about the vaccine itself. You know, the uptake is a bit slower. And you find that in the initial days, it was slow, but it's picking up speed. But you then notice that also the statistics are mostly from the urban areas. So we need to, you know, escalate these to the local COVID, remote communities. Mm-hmm. I don't know what strategies government can use. Maybe we use our local government structures, your council, so that people can get that information, or use community-based organizations so that it's information that is always available. Just like a jingle after every news bulletin on mm-hmm. radio, it should be that consistent for them. Yes, there are some places have access to the radio, but the radio doesn't tell them where to get the jab. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we need to then streamline the information determination to a district level, to a ward level, even to a village level, so that we are able to say, yes, people are getting the vaccine in this area, in this area, and these are the points that they get them. It should be information that is readily available. If you make a phone call away, I should be able to call my counselor in my rural home and find out where can my relatives go and get the vaccine. But most of them are not sure. They really need to try to find out. So let me get back to you after finding out. So that information should be readily available. Mm-hmm. Any time for anyone who then decides to take the job.
Now, before we delve deeper into what's happening here with regards to information, especially emaphandleni in the rural areas, there's another thing that I want to touch on. Recently, as an attempt towards reaching that 10 million herd immunity vaccine that Zimbabwe has, we heard government announcing that private companies can now step in and work alongside government, allowing private companies to now purchase vaccines to vaccinate their own people. Of course, this is now working alongside government, which means private companies can only purchase vaccines that are being used in the country. How helpful do you think this is in terms of reaching that 10 million herd immunity goal, that 60%?
I think it will assist, you know, however, the company still has to work within the parameters and guided by government. But I think it will assist, you know, the companies that employ the large chunk of people, you know, your mining sector, manufacturing sector. If you get the debt for your company or for your workers, it will help to spread. If the company just buy for its workers and leave the family of employees, it will become handy in terms of achieving the economy. So that this case, you know, relying on the government supply and government distribution channels, it's limiting, you know, the taking of the debt. Also, the information gap is also adding into that gap as well of taking the debt. So I think it's a welcome move for mm-hmm. private sector to chip in and also, help in covering that space and also acquiring, you know, the debt for their colleagues. Because right now what we have is not enough for us to achieve that. At this rate, it will need that maybe 2 more years or 3.
All right, let me hold you on the line in Gosu Corner. There's a video that we need to go to, and then we'll come back because I'd love to hear your comment on this. Muriya Zimbabwe Liam Muswa, Gosu Corner TV, the founder of Community Podium TV. We are showing Mbela Umbono Waking, a local Gwenzagala Elizweni, when we're talking about Ushelo Lushaba Abantu Ijekisen Ele Vaccine, Ele Vigela E COVID-19. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on you heard Gosu Corner partially touch on what's happening in Maphandleni. Now, experts experts across the whole continent, not just in Zimbabwe, are saying Uguti, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a bigger divide in comparison to what was there before the COVID-19 pandemic between okwenzakalayo, what is happening in the urban areas, and what is happening in the rural areas. They touch on what's happening with regards to access to information when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a report done by Anita Powell in South Africa, who showcases what is happening across the whole continent. Let's take a look.
It's hard to see COVID-19 here in the village of Kamatsamo in rural South Africa. On a recent day, most residents weren't diligently wearing masks outdoors, as is the law. But the pandemic is deeply felt here, say residents, who point not to death tolls, but to economic and social devastation.
It's been a problem, like a really problem, a big problem to me.
22-year-old Pakale Sambo wants to become a carpenter and eventually set up her own carpentry shop. But that dream ended when the pandemic arrived.
Because I can't continue with my carpentry studies. I just stopped. And I can't even start my own business because the money is too low. People are complaining they can't even buy this fruit. They are complaining, they say it's too much money. I'm being expensive or something. They say that.
Data about COVID's impact on Africa's urban-rural divide is still being gathered. But one recent study from a group of Nigerian and British researchers warns that rural African communities risk being left behind in the pandemic because of the lack of amenities like good road networks and strong infrastructure like clinics and hospitals. Big efforts such as vaccination campaigns are much more difficult in rural environments, says Freddie Nkosi, country director of an NGO in the Democratic Republic of Congo that focuses on remote, rural, low-income countries.
You need to keep the vaccines in the cold chain environments. And you need to train the people who will transport the vaccines. You need to train the people who will be using the vaccines, I mean the health workers. So getting all these different pieces of puzzles in a very short period of time, that's very, very challenging.
For a town like Kamatsamo, which has 23,000 residents and is less than a day's drive from Johannesburg, that is doable. And for that reason, residents say they prefer to stay here.
It's better to stay in a small place because we have small people there than the big cities, because in the big cities there's a lot of people. Some of them, they don't know about COVID, they are stubborn, they don't know about, they don't care about that thing.
I think around the rural area is much better than the city, because there's not a lot of people. Actually, I think it's safe to be in the rural area.
But Nkosi says his experience in the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa is concerning, what little of it he gets to see.
I traveled in over 5 provinces so far, where I see a disparity between what is happening in the urban area or in Kinshasa and what is happening in most of the rural areas, where, for example, if I have to start with the health workers and community health workers, in the rural areas, they have limited access to personal protective equipment, compared to those who are in the urban areas.
But rural African life has always been complex and resilient. This town has existed in some form for hundreds of years, through wars, epidemics, and upheavals. This pandemic, in a way, is just a blip in its history. Anita Powell, VOA News, Kamatsamo, South Africa.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there a report by Intatheli Zindaba, yomsakazo we Voice of America, ukwele South Africa, Anita Powell. Tibiti, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am very much.
Well, we're hearing the experts, their comment on okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. I'd love to hear you. I know you have particularly worked nabantu emaphandleni. One of the things that they're arguing is ukuthi the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a big divide between okwenzakalayo emadolobheni and okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. How are people in the rural areas processing konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumebetheka kwe-COVID-19 njalo uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni le-COVID-19?
Emakhaya lapho esisebenza khona ikakhulu, ema-north ne-south, isupho abantu abahlangana lalo emakhaya you know, the information that they get is mostly the statistics. How many people tested positive? Today, you know, they use our minutes of information daily update. But also, for instance, the people don't understand. There's an information gap around, okay, after they're vaccinated, you know, the first dose, people don't understand. Okay, first dose and second dose. Okay, does it mean, these are the questions people would usually ask. Does it mean if I take the first dose and I don't need it for the second dose, what happens to me? Does it mean if I take the vaccine, I don't have COVID-19? Does it mean we should not take no natural remedies if we have COVID-19? I think COVID-19 is, some actually say COVID-19 is a process. In a deal of COVID-19 lab, the Nailela is cutting the town for an abo, the Vanilla is very good. You find that there are lots of news around the COVID-19 vaccination, where people say, we should let that person get a social matter, like in a deal of problem. You know, not even the number of reported cases, for example, in Matabele and North, the total number up to date is 1,333. So, in fact, there are some communities where they feel this never came here. So, why should we be vaccinated? So, it becomes a big problem to say, okay, almost 500,000 have been vaccinated, but there are certain communities who still feel high. Yeah, like the corona is going to see the feeling and you tell in my God, pointing and that's the season over the corona. So you find this corner of the strong ones, there's a huge gap and the inoculation process, the fact checking the vaccine information, I got to see the corona is that information in inoculation may you start to get, I got to see the vaccine. And then also, Mike, Kulamasi is Ange. Ukona, right, in many manners, I am done with vaccination. May I have been going to the party passport, may I have been going to the community, may I have been going out and also the conscience in my university. So he is in direction, it's a good thing in my trial. There's a lot of people who are not able to get the vaccine, which is the first level of 10 years old. Nothing like that. So you find that there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of fears, a lot of myths as well, because they rely mostly about the VSA.
Let me hold you on the line, Nkosikhona Dibiti. Let me take my second guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo. Hold on for one second, and then I'm going to come back to you. Muri Zimbabwe, murukumunzwa ka Nkosikhona Dibiti, mutoriwe nau, uyeze ndiyaka tanga chirongwa, kana tisangano, Re Community Podium TV, rukushanda kumaruwa, uyeze kumadoroba, rivachi zizisa wanu, nezuru kuitika mwenyeka, pamsoro pezo kuteke shura kwe COVID-19, pamwe, ne chirongwa chukubaya wanu nomba ye COVID-19. Pinda mchirongwa muri Zimbabwe, tipewo maondre nyabona ngempelu kuti bakhona abantu abasekalile ukubhala imibono yabo, varipo vanhu vatanga kunyora maondro avo. Hanzi na Tawanda Chafa, I hear you live from Ngutu. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much, Tawanda, nekupinda mchirongwa. Richard Moya ari kunyora, hanzi COVID-19 makaoma kwazvo, asi izvozvi hanzi zvambova nani. Varoda kupinda mchirongwa vamoyo. Aiwa, tinotenda vamoyo, tichakutsvagai. Let me head over to my second guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo, live alaye. He's Kobulawayo. Michael Ndiweni, he's the executive director of the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that we're looking to hear from people who are part of the informal sector to hear how they're surviving in the country. Now, the good thing about the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association is they also had programs that were targeted towards helping their members during this time under the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's hear more from Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. Good evening, viewers, listeners from all over the world.
Now, let's delve into it, Mr. Ndweni. You guys as an organization had a program helping your members on the on what's happening around the country with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. The last time we had a conversation, you were updating me talking about you were excited as an organization because the country had just reopened and people were allowed to go back to work. Since then, how have things gone for your members?
Thank you for that question. Indeed, we were excited, like you rightly put it, and we are still at least feeling a bit of a relief that people are working in marketplaces. Of course, there are still challenges about business that is still a bit low. As you know, that a number of people were laid off at the height of the lockdown, and people have not really made incomes for them to be able to dispose some in marketplaces. So there is still a very low business, but at least people are trading as we speak. And some issues that are still of concern is the cost of compliance that is still sitting on people's shoulders, issues to do with them being able to buy sanitizers, for them to sanitize at markets and coins, for them to be able to buy masks. Those things are still a challenge to most traders because they need to then have some kind of disposable income that they will use to buy food, meet their basic needs, at the same time also being able to meet the cost of compliance. So those are some of the realities that people actually are facing as we speak right now in the informal economy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys initially had a program where you were helping your members with masks, with all these necessary equipment. How is that program going? Is that still ongoing?
Yes, it is still ongoing. As also, you know, that some of these programs are supported by partners, so they have some kind of lifespan. So the lifespan ends, and then you start a new phase. So it kind of goes on and off. But our partners are still there with us. We are still having conversations. We still have people that were recruited, for instance. We are recruited market bailiffs. People are moving around markets in the city of Bulawayo, observing if people are masking up, are washing their hands, are sanitizing, are observing physical distancing in marketplaces. So if those people still doing the work, we're getting reports every week from our market bailiffs. So the work is still ongoing. They're also going around just checking if people are keeping their markets clean. We are still also running some awareness radio programs in the local commercial radio stations to raise awareness, to remind people that COVID is still with us. As we can see, other countries like India are battling the heightened pandemic right now. So we are still saying to people that we are not safe. Let's try to exercise extreme caution as we do our business. And our partners, like I said, they're still there. We're having conversations to see how we can continue trying to at least caution people and the cost of compliance that is sitting on people's shoulders. So this work is still ongoing as I speak, and also as I've spoken to some of the interviews that we're pursuing as we speak right now.
All right, Mr. Ndweni, let me hold you there for 1 second, and then I'm going to come back to you. There's a clip that I'd like to play, and I'd like to hear your comment on it. It's about vendors talking about their experiences. As someone who represents the vendors in Bulawayo, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So just hold on the line for 1 second, and then we're going to come back to you shortly. So, Muriel Zimbabwe Liamuso, Michael Ndweni. Michael Ndweni is the Executive Director of the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association, touching there on how their organization is helping vendors or members of the informal sector, per se, under these times whereby the nation is fighting the global pandemic. Now, let's head over to a clip whereby AP managed to catch a couple of vendors in Zimbabwe, and they were talking about their experiences under the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
I'm going to go to the house. takuti masikati tapishoma manheruo totowanzewo ngakisafe yacho kuti vanhu vanogona kuitora kana kushorenga kusunga unotorera zvese zvauri kutengesa kana tobva tichibvisa faini apa unenge usina pekutangira
chikafu chaicho chekuti tidye chaibva ipata pabasa redu saka hazvichasi kufamba zvakanaka pari zvinozvi ndoma ifekti tati kusangana nayo pari zvinozvi kumbare taikwanisa kubata more than 500 asi pari zvinozvi zvakutorema nekuti hatichakwanisa kutobata kana $50 chaicha ndomuna uchishandira kana kuti $30 per day
Bonato, bonato, nega. Da uya zekare neva tshe kwe nyaka chipa nega.
Hai bafethu Zimbabwe as hustlers yamuzumfana kuti hanzi ma t-shirt akachipa asvika hai Zimbabwe as hustlers ngempela let me bring back DVT first and then we'll head over to Mr. Ndweni DVT are you still on the line
yes I'm there mate
I know you have experience speaking to people of the members of the informal sector especially after lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni whereby ilizwe belivaliwe ngci and they couldn't go to work but since then the country has opened abantu bathini abakumsebenzi wezandla
ya abantu abasebenzayo kunzima because business is slow things are never the same you know people are spending less because they are not they have paid much anyway so you find that you know there is a lot of competition you know where people probably the diaspora now said to manage to certain businesses, they must apply the food, your vegetables, your meat. So the market is getting tight because those other students are in the informal sector could migrate quickly into the social media space, into the digital marketing space. You are left almost behind because you use our clients who be just communicating to someone saying, okay, can you deliver this for me? Or someone is paying out of the country, paying for the energy, just go and collect. So it's been this in terms of, you know, informal sector and the reopening of the country. It gives hope, clear hope in terms of, okay, probably the work and towards the end of the year we see what happens. But, you know, there are always fears around, okay, what happens with COVID-19, you know, the talk around the, you know, third wave, because it's now cold, this is the formula, and I think it's cold. So you find that, you know, there are all those fears and the expenditure of running a business complying with the WHO protocols is very expensive. So that cost is always going to the product. So you find the big players in the market who take the larger chunk of the share because they can sustain our prices are way really lower. Than the small business sector who has to even sector in the sanitizer and the mask
right.
Around the price in hand.
What
is it sometimes the massive we hope things will normalize. There are some who still are struggling to import from South Africa because you know you're working with runners who pay for you, they charge extra money on top. It's different from Udala, Udala, Messina, or Francis Town to get your goods.
Right. What in Ukubamba Umlomo, I like that you touched on what's happening in terms of iBhota vele ukuthi that's also playing a part. We're going to hear ukuthi uNdweni what does he have to say, but let me first take a caller. Ngiyazi ukuthi nilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, we have a caller. Caller Mthereri mlaleli, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to the program. Who's on the line there? Hello.
Hello.
Yebo, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ulungani.
Lungani unjani bafo?
Ngiyaphila ntuna unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Usithinta ungapi?
Ngithinta ngila eSouth Africa.
Kunjani kwele South Africa, especially under the time le ilizwe lalo le South Africa lisalwisana nge-COVID-19?
La South Africa sekungcono khona ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi siphume sedoha kusafani na nalapha sikubo level wa sikubana na manye ama level lana bese kuwa manje sekungcono sesikwazi ukusebenza.
Sike sadlala le
into
ungaqhubeka
into nje sisixa yena le amabhodi ukuthi thina abanye uthola ukuthi sisebenza ngokuthi izinto sizicrosses vele so manje ngohlupho lolo sinalo eboda yiyo nje into esixaka kakhulu.
What about indaba yemisebenzi? Sike sadlala enye video omunye umkazana okhona le kwele South Africa ekhala esithi hayi indaba yemisebenzi vele kwele South Africa sokukhanya ngani sokuyahlupha. Nina ye abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe imisebenzi leyo uthola yini?
Uqinisile khona ma kuyukuthi beuqhashiwe emankampanini, hayi amankampani amaningi adilizi abantu impela umsebenzi awusekho. Thina-ke siphila ngokuzisebenza vele since zafika e-South Africa, hayi mina ngiyazisebenza. Akufani khona lawo amaclayenti enganginawo ngisasenawo namanje lo ngibanika leyo good service yiloku usayithola-thola usuwathola-thola amatorho akufani. Inkinga yilabo ma ukuthi busebenze enkampanini or ma-restaurant kuphika uva hayi kuyabheda mpela manje kuyabheda.
Manje sikhangele okwenzekalayo kwele Zimbabwe Lungani, ubona ngani njengelizwe, what can we learn from okwenziwa yi-South Africa?
Bengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ele Zimbabwe uma kungaba nakhona kube ne-democracy nokuthi abantu bakwazi ukuziphilisa kahle njengalokho esikubona kwenzakala ukuthi abantu mabethengisa emgwaqweni manje bayatshaywa bayathathelwa izinto kuthe nabo laba bezizamela amateksini kwela kithi ngapha emathebelelendi ma bezizamela amateksini sebethathelwa amateksi sokuthi abapake kungena ozipho zonke lezana zinto zizoletha indlala eningi kakhulu ngoba kulabo zipho kuqashwa kwakhona kuba nzima.
Hayi siyakuzwa Lungani, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi okugcina bese sithatha omunye umlaleli.
Okay, bengingafisa nje ukuthi nathi ngelinilanga ilizwe lethu libe nayo leyo freedom ukuthi sikwazi nathi ukusebenza sibuyele ekhaya sikhumbule emuva ngoba manje ngendlela okungayo nalapha noma kubheda uthi ecabanga nokuthi ekhaya kubheda wesi kuba nzima ukuthi ungayaphi sigcina sesingasela ndawo esingaya kuyo. Ngiyabonga ba.
Hayi sibonga, kubonga thina Lungani. Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from one of our callers who's in South Africa. Lungani, yena uyangena kuhlelo, he's telling us all his thoughts. He's in South Africa. He's saying, you know what, even though it's difficult, the COVID-19 pandemic ravaged the whole continent, especially in South Africa. A lot of people lost their jobs, but he's saying, you know what, he's a hustler. He's in the informal sector. His clients are satisfied with his job, and so he's found a way to continue life as a normal. Muri Zimbabwe, you're right, onrenyu papage redu re VOA Studio 7 sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele kanye la ku VOA Shona. Let us know your thoughts on what's happening in Zimbabwe. Before we take my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo u Robson Mhlubulo, is a part of the informal sector. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. Uposhe yakuruthi live watching you live from Gaborone, Botswana. Ntate Boshe yakuru ke a leboga ntate, welcome to our program. Reason Ndlovu is saying kukona live tiri kuno ku South Africa. Limpopo, Limpopo, thank you so much. Limpopo's in the building. Boshe yakuru uphinde wabhala njalo vanyora zvakare hanzi kumaruwa aiwa kuchine basa guru for COVID-19 rechokwadi. Thank you so much, Boss, for joining us. Now let me take my third guest. He's an informal trader, Robson Mhlubulo. Robson, welcome to our program. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome, Mr. How are you?
Ngiyaphila. Bafo, let's delve into it. I'm curious, you are the actual people we're looking to talk to. How is life looking for you guys as an informal trader? I know you faced a couple of challenges under the COVID-19 lockdown, but since the country is opened, how is business looking?
The business is still tough. It's not yet back to normal because as informal sector, we are still trying to get back to where we were before the lockdown, because we lost a lot of money, a lot of things through the lockdown. So we are still trying to push out, but we are not yet back to our feet.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something, Robson. Earlier on, I was speaking to Mr. Ndweni, and we still have him on the line. When we talk about the precautions, one of the conditions of all informal traders being able to go back to work was to ensure that you can all practice the COVID-19 regulations, which means whatever people buy, you should have sanitizer on hand, you should be able to wash your hands, you should be able to continuously wear a mask, you should be able to do all these different things. How are you able to upkeep with that? Because apparently it's very expensive.
In the beginning, it was okay. But right now, because the business is not yet up to where we're expecting it to be, in terms of sanitizers in Zimbabwe, since this lockdown thing has started and coronavirus has started, sanitizers started to be more expensive. So sometimes even the customers who does not buy your things, they still have to be sanitized. But at the end of the day, you have to get in the expense of the sanitizer, which is an expensive thing. It is a challenge right now. Even the taking temperatures, sometimes we are not getting it because it's something that is expensive. Of course, you have to buy batteries each and every time. So in the informal sector, a lot of informal sector, they are no longer using it. We are just doing business as usual. Just a few who are able to afford still using the rule regulations, but most of the people, even other shops, are no longer doing it as they were supposed to do, following the regulation properly.
Let me hold you there for 1 second, Shubulo. Let me take Ndweni back, and then we're going to come back to you a little later. So don't hang up, just stay on the line. Mr. Ndweni, are you still on the line there?
I'm there, mate.
Right. So earlier on, we played a clip of what young people are facing in across the whole divide. Ikakhulukazi emaphandleni. So I'm curious to hear about that. How are informal traders emaphandleni surviving? If the people in the cities are crying about these things, what about emaphandleni? What's happening there?
Just to weigh in on what Udivichi said, it's even dire emaphandleni because of the simply reason of the rural urban divide in terms of access to anything that you can think of. Besides Makaya. So you can imagine if people in the urban areas are struggling to access these PEs, like my brother also here at Tesla has just said, they have been struggling right now to adhere to these protocols because of the simple reason, even umthenga tenana has to be sanitized, umuntu ongathengayo has to be screened in terms of temperature bathi ayaphela. So imagine emakhaya ukuthi these things vele ziyahlupha ukutholakala because of access, because of infrastructure that is there. So it's a challenge enkulu kakhulu ke emaphandleni ngendlela vele nje izwe lelimi ngayo. So siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bayakhala kakhulu emakhaya to get these things. Even information also ufika kwayo kwezindawo akula ama-reception ama-radio esiwasebenzisayo ukuthi sikhulume on these issues, abantu abala ama-radios to get to hear some of these messages. So kunzima kakhulu, even i-support that sometimes our partners give, you find ukuthi abaningi they will concentrate on emakhaya, emadolobheni, because of also this accessibility, lana ama-roads afile asahambeki ama-reserva. So ngamagodigodi, so kunzima kakhulu ukuthi-ke abantu bafinyelele emaphandleni bancediswe kakhulu abazisebenzayo. So kulobunzima kakhulu-ke ukuthi sithi reach out to almost everyone odinga usizo lolu, kumbe bathole even nxa benemali to buy these things, kumele zimele agade ibhasi ebabuye edolobheni azozithengela ibhasi yakhona la yayibiza ingalo lonyawo. Ukuthi umuntu afinyelele edolobheni athenge lezi zinto. So kunobunzima kakhulu fokahobe ebantwini abasebenza basemaphandleni xa sibaqathanisa abantu basemakhaya. Abantu 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 abasemadolobheni ngiyaxolisisa ngalokho.
Okay, let me hold you one second. Chat umlaleli ngezuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, and then we're going to come back to you. Ngoba ngifuna ukuthinta indaba yamabhoda njalo, as mentioned by UDBT. But first, let's take our caller. We have Uzuma Busani Mathe. Mathe, welcome to the program. Before tumelang tumelang ukayintate, welcome to the program. Mathe, are you on the line? U connecting when?
Yes.
Yes, Ntate. Okay, how are you doing? Yebo, Mathe. U connecting when na?
Yango.
Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani bafo?
I'm doing right, Mkhulu.
Kwele Botswana liphila njani, especially kulesi sikhathi abantu basalwisana ngegciwane le-COVID-19?
Sithila nzima kakhulu, hey, impi yankona inzima, le msebenzi yankona lezinsuku inzima. Sona sikhona sizithekiwe impi yankona inzima.
Siyezwa ukuthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe vele ngempela abaningi abakumsebenzi wezandla abaziphandelayo, bayayenelisa yini ukusebenza kahle kwele Botswana kulesi sikhathi?
Lezi nsuku sekuyisibamba ngamandla, sekuyisiyenzela nje kuphela kwenkathi yethaa sizabuyela siyafika senzeni, otherwise vele hheyi senzeni.
So why lingabuyela ekhaya ke Mathe ma kunjalo? Ngithi why lingabuyela ekhaya ma kunjalo?
Ekhaya uyafika emveni, into engahlala ekhaya from i-lockdown iqalisa, ezimpilo yangibona kade inzima. Uvuka uthezi labantwana le, labantwana kungalala uthole ungenayo, kungala mali, impilo yangibona kade inzima kakhulu. So uma ngingapha kungcono kwesinye isikhathi noma ngingahlala nje iziko ezimbili umuntu engasebenzi, uyakwanisa ukuthi ivele one day uthole beyimadlanyana, ukwanisa ukuthi bathumele something. So na usekhaya, impilo yangibona inzima kakhulu plus abantwana basezikolweni kathethi i-school system bona siyadura, into yonke iyadura, and futhi into yasekhaya yonke into kufuze ibhadane nge-foreign currency, khonapho kungala ukuthi uyayithathanga.
Mathe, mkuthazo bani owulawo okupha kuhulumeni ikakhulukazi kulesi sikhathi, liyezwa abanye bekhalala besithi ngikhanya ngani kuyahlupha ukuphila kwele Zimbabwe, what would you like to tell uhulumeni?
Hayi, laphana elizweni lakithi asilakho linye industry. Ukutshona nje ngithi uhulumende hayi akulakho linye industry. But abantu omunye nomunye izenzele kwakho kusenayo. Abantu nje kuzima kuphela ngaphakathi uhulumende leyo khona ngihlukumeza abantu. Hayi.
Awuboni ngani kukhona okungayenziwa nguhulumende ukuthuthukisa abantu, ukusiza abantu? Bengithi kukhona na okungenziwa nguhulumende ukusiza abantu.
Uhulumende wakithi njengoba kafuna nxa ungathi uyazama ibhizinesi inyana uyabuya lelakhe ibhizinesi inyana kuba efake lakhe akunakuthuthukisa akayi kunindezela kuphela kuphila ngokunindezela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mathe, phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga namhla kungenayo kwistudio sezweni. Kumnandi phela ukukhuluma labantu abasekudeni wena lawo ungaka.
Ngempela, ngempela. Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Mathe. Have a good night, angithi bafo. Alright, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from our caller Mathe. Ugole Botswana, he's in Botswana. He's in Botswana, Kelebuka Mathe, for taking time out to join us. Mathe is talking about his ordeal, saying it's very, very difficult surviving in Botswana. I even asked him, I said, okay, seeing as though it's hard for you to surviving in Botswana right now, why not go home? He said, same, 6 and 9. Gunzima, which is very difficult. Pindai Mchirongwa Muriya Zimbabwe, let us know. 13 minutes, Zasara Panupa Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki. Let's head back to Mr. Ndiwene. Mr. Ndiwene, are you still on the line? Right. Earlier on, you heard DBT slightly touching on Indabele Yamapota. For a very long time, Zimbabweans relied on buying stuff in countries like South Africa, Botswana, and neighboring nations, where they buy istoko sabo and then they sell it kwele Zimbabwe. Manje abantu sebephila njani elizweni? Abantu sebethenga ngayo istoko?
Ya, unkosi usho ayithinta indaba ukuthi abantu sebephila njani. Abantu sebesebenza ngama runners. Kulabo abafuna impahla ezivela phandle kwelizwe, so kulabantu ke abagijimayo, besebenza ama-truck lawo, ama haulage trucks abanye besebenza ezinjalo ukuphatha zifike elizweni. So ikhoso ukukhona ka test kulosizo ukuthi uhulumende sike samtshela nyakenye ukuthi amaboda kavule ngabantu baphila ngawo, kodwa ke avula okwenyanga asephinde valwa futhi njalo. Isingani ulusilo sizwe ngakho ngawuhulumende uyalayela abantu avule amabhoda abantu baphume bayithengisa impahla. Okwenzakalayo ukuthi kulomqondo lowo omnobengithi umnakano wokuthi amabhoda mayivule abantu baba besiyawoda impahla bebisebizweni, kodwa kuleningi abantu esebenza labo abahamba besiyayithengisa impahla phandle bebisayibona imkhalense elizweni. Khonokho akukhangelwa kunganezela abantu bathi ye amabhoda kavalwe ngoba kusethela ama-imports amaningi, but abantu abaningi bayathunga izimpahla banafika ama-inform ini beqhuma besiya kuboBotswana besiya kuboZambia besiyathengisa impahla abazithunga elizweni. Nxa kunjalo-ke abantu babuya ne-foreign currency, yikho samabhoda zikavulwe kule ndlela zokuthi nxa evulwe ama-shops-ke nalawa abevuliwe abe njengokuthi nxa evuliwe kathe sikunje singathi emesina njengomzekeliso kube nama-shops vele ayevule abantu abazohoda impahla abavela sithi eZimbabwe belandela izinqumo ze-COVID-19. Kuyakuyasa ukulungisa kwenziwe, kodwa-ke khanya ngani kuthiwa akula muntu osafuna ukulalela kumasikhuluma nje kunje. Sesingokuthemba ukuthi engxenye njengoba kuthiwa kuzaba ne-trade fair, engxenye azavula ama-borders ngoba kula bantu bazamele bebuye bevela kwamanye amazwe, abanye besebenzisa imigwaqo, abaningi bephapha. Kodwa nganazela futhi indaba yama-border leyo, ama-border avale abantu angabayanga ngoba abantu abanothileyo bayaziphaphela nje. Akula muntu omiswayo nxa efuna ukuphuma elizweni esemoyeni kuvalele thina phela abayangisene sokuthi sinjani sibhadele i-examination asichaze siphaphe sihambe lapho sifuna khona. Ikho kulusiza ukuthi i-COVID-19 njalo siyehlukanisile-ke sithi siyenza ama-classes akhanya sibili ukuthi hayi nxa ungela lutho awunalutho kuzile ndawo, nxa une mali yakho uzaphaphela kusasa uphume elizweni. Yinto-ke esinganye sikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi sekuhlukumeza amalungelo okulingana njengesizalwane zakuleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Kulusiza kakhulu lokho nxa sikukhangele. Njalo futhi okunye sikhala ngakho ukuthi bengile sesikunanzelele sesikugquzelayo ukuthi nxa kuthiwa kulandela izinqumo ze-COVID-19 uzantu basinde, awukhangele futhi indaba ama-livelihoods, awube ne-balance between i-COVID-19 restrictions enforcements and also ama-livelihoods. Njengoba ngizitsho ukuthi mina kathesi sikhangeleke abantu abachaphayo ngabantu abangcono, kutho ukuthi abanye labantu abaningi uzulu ogcweleyo lwabo abantu abalandaba layo. Akula muntu omkhangeleyo uzadubeka nje, akula muntu olendaba laye. Khona ke sokusuke sokuphambanisa ke ilungelo lokuthi siyalingana njengabantu.
Hayi, wathi ukubamba umlomo, let me head over to Robson Mhlubulo, let's hear his thoughts. Mhlubulo, are you still on the line there?
I'm still there, Mr. Hogan.
Ngenela ke before, let's hear your thoughts. Isitoko lisithenga nga? Isitoko phela ayesiyezwa abantu bekhalala besithi indaba le eyamabhoda ikhanye ngani isiphazamisa indlela liphatha ngayo ibhizinisini njengabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla abaziphandelayo. So how is this affecting your, is this affecting your business at all? Lisebenza njani elizweni?
Elizweni kunzima masho sikhuluma kundaba zesitoko zokuthenga ngoba kathesi sibe sithi singahasla siyathola ukuthi siyethenga kulaba bantu abangama-runners where you get at least with a better price whereby with a dollar you can buy something, $2 or with your rand you can buy something. But as for now, the prices will start to go out because a few people manage to bring things in, which again is limiting because most of the people, most of the population of the unemployed people are in the informal sector, whereby they are selling those products to earn their living. So while the borders will be closed, then which means we are increasing a number of people who will be below data line, which means a lot of people are going to suffer because that's where they were earning their living. So it's a tough time for everyone, and times are becoming tougher and tougher because of these restrictions. After COVID-19, then borders are closed, then the life is too hard for everyone.
Now, as we wrap up here, Mhlubulo, unfortunately, there's only 7 minutes left, so I would like to give you an opportunity to wrap up and do it the end and do any the same. If you were to request assistance from government, what kind of assistance would you like? And of course, has government even reached out or attempted to help you?
The assistance that we would like is the youth empowerment to reach everyone, be it of a political party. let's be not be forced to be in a political party or to be supporting any political party for you to gain something to gain. Let it be to all youths to receive equal fairness to the government, because some people will be like Christians who won't be like to be involved in political things, but will need the help. So we are saying to the government, let them give a free play to the youth, be it of their political views. So that's what we are asking for. But let them go around, do some programs in the everywhere people stay, and make programs, youth programs that will encourage youth to do something, be it of political parties.
Uke wazama yini ukuthola usizo from, for example, the Youth Empowerment Bank?
For now, as someone who is starting with a new entrepreneur in the business, I haven't yet now, but I'm still trying to find out and get in touch with other people, because my products now, I haven't found people are much more interested in them as much as I'm expecting.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us, Mr. Mhlubulo. Let me give Mr. Ndweni an opportunity to throw his last words. Mr. Ndweni, in 2 minutes, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi okugcina.
Ngiyabonga, Mike. Awazama ukugcina ngokuthi, as much as we have these challenges, we need to evaluate thina njengenhlanganiso asigoqanga izandla. Esikwenzayo, ufuna nibe wazi ukuthi yenzani. Esikwenzayo ukuthi kathi abantu siwafakile kumaqembu athize. Sakhangela ama-skills abantu abalawo ama-traders ukuthi bengayenzani ukuze baziphilise khona apha elizweni. So esikwenzayo ukuthi abantu abaningi sebethunga kathi sebe amaqembu, abanye bayapheka ukudla, abanye bayapheka ezinye izinto ezithengiswayo ezinjengama-detergents ezikhona khonapha elizweni bezifaka emkambo lapho abantu okuthengiswa khona lezi tolo. So sithi hayi, ange sikhale sithi futhi ivalwe, kodwa kumele sizame singakwenza local lapha nje. Futhi okunye esikwenzayo ukuthi sesiqalisile ukuthi abantu bathengise ebulenjini i-marketing, i-commerce, khonoko esikwenzayo. Sesile application esisungule sibambene nabanye bethu ngaphansi kohlangothi oluthiwa Digital BF Sizimele Consortium. Application leyo iyatholakala ku-Google Play Store. I-apply uyakwazi ukuthi nxa uthengisa ukudla wakho ungene lawe usayine up, uthengise, abantu bazabona into ezithengisayo, labathenga bazazibona. Eminye imizamo yokuthi sincedise abantu abazisebenzayo baphile ngaphansi kobuzwa kwe-COVID-19. Singakhali kuphela ngokuthenga indizela, kodwa-ke sithi hayi okunye singakwenza ngezandla zethu. Njalo futhi sizamayo siya phambili ukuthi abantu bafundiswe ukuthi bepheke baphumele impahla ezilohlonzi ezizathengisa amakampani amakhulu nala avele saziwa ngokupheka impahla ezithize. Yimizamo esiyenzayo-ke leyi vokawobe kanye nabanani ababukeli nje.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, for taking time out to join us on our program. Siyabonga kakhulu. Mr. Dibiti, I'd like to give you an opportunity to wrap up. If we get a chance. But there's a video that we need to go to real quick. And Singatoli Tuba will come back to you. So let's head over to a video real quick, Moria Zimbabwe. VOA correspondent Ucolumbus Mavunga caught up with a young Zimbabwean who's using his craft as an artist, as a sculptor, as a creator, to educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's head over to that report and then abese sigqiba uhlelo lwethu. First up, let's hear more from Columbus Mavunga.
The 40-year-old Zimbabwean sculptor Dave Dungerimo now has what he calls COVID-19 coloring. His exhibit called Arms encourages people to take the COVID-19 jab to help the country reach its vaccination target of 60% by the end of the year. Another one called We Are Torn encourages people to sneeze into their elbows. And the most talked one encourages people to mask up in an exhibit called MJ, named after the late US pop icon Michael Jackson, known for wearing masks and gloves.
Now, I'm using his figure around this COVID pandemic on my art to show that Michael Jackson gave us a warning that mask up. And his figure shows a finger pointing out to us as a people, saying, mask up.
Ngwerume has posted his pieces online to keep people from coming to his studio and potentially spreading the coronavirus. Art dealer Shingirai Mafara says he wants to hold an art exhibition to display Ngurumo's work for a wider reach.
So I find these pieces very, very pivotal in terms of not just putting back Zimbabwean art sculpture on the map, because we are definitely back on the map, but also sending awareness to the entire world. Let's get vaccinated, let's wear masks, let's social distance, let's hold hands and try to get through this together.
Ngwerume work has also caught the attention of officials in Zimbabwe. Artists like him, the country's art council representative says, are thinking outside the box.
The situation has taught our artists to be resilient, taught them to be imaginative and to be creative in terms of sustenance and how do you make a livelihood.
Well, Muriye Zimbabwe, unfortunately, time is running up. Chino buruka, chino mara. All fine things always come to an end. That was our VOA correspondent, Kolanibas Amavunga. Muriye Zimbabwe, shout out to all my guests for joining us. Shout out to all the callers. Abangeneleyo kuhlelo. Muriye Zimbabwe, tashika kubagumo echirongo chedu chanasi. Let's meet same time, same place. I go by the name of Mike Hovets. Catch up on me. BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muriye Zimbabwe, bye-bye!